Bisphosphonates are analogs of a naturally occurring compound, pyrophosphate, which is a POP backbone. The bisphosphonate backbone is PCP, so there's an alteration of the middle oxygen with a carbon moiety. Now, historically, bisphosphonates were made in the late 1890s into the early part of the 20th century by companies that were using bisphosphonates as toothpaste additives and soap additives and preservatives. So in this country, P&G was one of the leaders in that area. And there were a number of European companies who used bisphosphonates for that purposes. The medicinal uses of bisphosphonates really started in about 1965 when a Swiss biochemist realized that bisphosphonates would hook onto bone. They were attracted to the hydroxyapatite in bone. And then they put two and two together and said, well, if they hook onto bone, maybe they can inhibit bone resorption. And they began to do some in vitro and animal studies and showed that bisphosphonates did indeed hook onto the bisphosphonate in bone and inhibit osteoclast function and prevented bone resorption. The next step historically after that was to begin to use bisphosphonates to treat situations of rapid bone resorption. So there was a movement of use of bisphosphonates in the osteoporosis world where they become the mainstay of therapy. Ever since that time, there was the first pioneering studies of the use of bisphosphonates to treat hypercalcemia malignancy and showed that bisphosphonates could decrease the high serum calcium in malignancy of hypercalcemia. And then a number of early phase two studies were done in patients with bone metastasis, and those studies with the first generation bisphosphonate, clodronate, showed that there was pain relief in patients with metastatic bone disease, and then fracture studies began and showed that the rate of fracture and so-called skeletal-related events could be decreased with the use of bisphosphonate therapy. So it's been an interesting journey, really, over 100 years, or certainly the last 40 years, in the patients with cancer.